adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. With the complete recovery of Helen Stacy and the solving of the strange case, Jungle Jim leads his party back to the outposts of civilization. Jim decides to follow the course of the river, knowing it will eventually lead him to the landing place where they left their big native canoe and its crew. Following the trail along the high banks of the river, Jim is able to get a good view of the surrounding country as well as the broad, sweeping course of the river. The little band are camped at a clearing on the trail when Kolu, who has been standing guard, comes running into camp.
Look, Jim. Here comes Kolu on the run. He's sighted something.
Oh, probably the site of our plantation. We must be getting fairly close now, as this country is becoming fairly familiar to me.
What's all the excitement, Kolu?
Big war canoe come up river, Tuan. Come fast. Pendy natives.
This is supposed to be friendly territory. No hostile tribes inhabit this part of the country. But we can't afford to take any chances. Lil, you and Stacy put out that fire. Water it down, then smother it. Be ready to move off toward the jungle in a hurry if anything happens.
Right.
Come on, Kolu, let's go. Let's keep down. We don't want to show ourselves until we're sure who those natives are.
Natives paddle fast. Like they be in big hurry, Tuan. One big native stand up in front.
This looks suspicious, Kolu. There's little trading carried on this far up the river. The rule, the natives don't come up this far without a pretty darn good reason.
Look, Tuan. Here we get good view. See. Big canoe now.
Yeah. You were right, Cole, when you said they were traveling fast. Boy, oh boy, they're almost on top of us. I wonder if they spotted the smoke when we first lighted our fire.
Maybe, Tuan. That may be why they come quick.
Look, that native in the bow of the canoe. Turning to someone in the canoe and pointing toward this side of the river.
See now, Tuan. Canoe come this way. Big native stand up, keep pointing this way.
Yeah. I wonder if they did sight our smoke. As far as I can see, there doesn't appear to be any white men aboard that canoe.
They come to land on this side of river, Tuan. See, big native wave arm, point here.
Yes, but he's getting his orders from someone in that little cabin arrangement in the center of the canoe. Wherever the head man is, he's sitting under that shelter out of the sun.
Kolu not see any rifle, Tuan.
No, I was looking for arms, too. They don't appear to be armed. Unless, of course, they had them hidden under that shelter.
What we do, Tuan?
Well, I'm just trying to decide whether to take a chance and hail them or gather up Lil and the Stacys and beat it back into the jungle. If we do stay and they turn out to be hostile, we're licked. Let's see, there must be 12 to 15 natives in that canoe. We've got nothing to fight with except our bow and four arrows.
They be close to shore now, Tuan. Big native, look up here.
I must have seen the smoke from our fire. That big native is on the lookout. He knows there's someone up there. Look at him now. He yelled something. Did you get it, Kolu?
No, Tuan. Kolu not understand.
It seems to me as though he's trying to attract our attention. Well, here goes, Kolu. I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to answer that shout and show ourselves. If they do appear hostile, we've still got a long lead on them. We want to make our getaway. Now, come on, Kolu.
Hello down there! Hello!
Leave that bow and the arrows on the ground. Get up and wave your arms. Let's show them we haven't got any weapons.
Yes, Tuan. See, Tuan. Native come out of shelter in middle of boat. He stand up now. Look at us.
Yes, and he's waving now. Well, they're landing that canoe. Those natives are jumping out and pulling it up on the shore. What I can make out, Kolu, they're signaling us to come down here.
Yes, Tuan.
Most of those natives are out of the canoe, and none of them are armed. They look like river boatmen to me.
Yes, Tuan. No guns. Those natives not be bad. Just be river coolie.
Well, we've gone this far, Kolu. We might as well go all the way. Come on. Let's take the chance. We'll go down and meet them.
King. I am head boy for the Honorable Mr. Anthony Larry. I come to find one Honorable Mr. Bradley.
Well, if you mean Jungle Jim Bradley, well, you're looking right at him.
Then I'm very thankful my eyes behold you, Honorable Sahib. I was fearful lest you be lost to us.
Almost, but not quite. Now, if you'll pardon my curiosity, who is the Honorable Mr. Larry, and what does he want with me?
That secret I, this humble head boy, is unable to impart, Honorable Sahib. But my Honorable Master give me much silver, this boat and crew, and instruct me to find one Honorable Mr. Bradley called Jungle Jim. When I find him, I humbly beseech him to accompany me to Singapore and accept the hospitality of my worthy master at the British Colony Club.
I'd be glad to accept that invitation. I don't know of a place in the world I'd rather be than the British Colony Club, if only for a hot bath. As a matter of fact, we were on our way to Singapore.
It is good. This boat, its crew, and its humble servant is at your command.
Oh, thanks. That's a great help. Kolo, suppose you go up and round up the rest of the party.
Just one.
You see, I have three more people. Mr. and Mrs. Stacy and Mr. Reel, my assistant.
Very well. I shall prepare for the comfort of the Honorable Lady Sahib.
How did you know I was up the river here, Singh?
I received direction from your hotel. Then at the landing below, I found the riverboat and crew. They told me of your journey and long absence. So I proceed to search for you. This morning, my pilot sighted the smoke from the fire, and we hurried with all speed to see if we could find some trace of you. And it was with the greatest of luck we find you personally.
Luck was with both of us. I've been on the trail for over 2 weeks now without meeting a soul, native or white. You see, I'm tickled to death to see you.
I am honored, Sahib. My master, too, will be most happy that I have found you so quickly.
Well, you can get ready to shove off again. Here's the rest of your passengers.
Well, piece of luck, Jim. Cole's been telling us about it. Oh, I'm going to enjoy a ride for a change.
This is Mr. Vril.
I am most honored. I will prepare your place.
Well, a nice fellow. Who is he,
Jim? The Honorable Anthony Laurie's head boy. I don't know who the Honorable Mr. Laurie is, but he must be a pretty important person with wealth and influence. We're going to be his guest at the British Colony Club.
Swankiest club in the Orient.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I won't exactly object to a nice long stay there. Hey, wait a minute. There's a catch in it somewhere.
Well, of course there is. But for the present, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I'd do almost anything for a good hot bath, a long night's rest, and a couple of good square meals.
Especially at the dear old colony.
Looks as though we were really in luck at last, eh, Jim? Seems like years since I've used any other mode of transportation than these worn-out legs of mine.
Oh, this is going to be heavenly. A nice long boat ride home. What could be sweeter? I don't know if I can stand such luxury.
If you call this luxury, wait until you get to Singapore. That's where you can really enjoy it.
But we're not going to Singapore. At least, not right away.
What? Well, you don't mean you...
There's still a couple of buildings standing over at the plantation, Red says.
And you're going back there first?
Yes. We're determined to stick it out for a while, rebuild the house, and make that plantation pay again.
Well, that's what I call real grit and courage. Who says the old American pioneer spirit is dead?
Well, it's all Helen's idea, Jim. I want her to go down to Singapore and enjoy a real good vacation, but she won't listen to me.
No. Our future comes first. Once we've got the house in order, the plantation running profitably, and everything for a secure future planned, we can start a good vacation. Our minds are made up.
Well, let us know what you want in Singapore, and we'll see you get it pronto.
Everything is in readiness for the journey, Sahib.
Okay. Get aboard, everybody. We're heading for home.
The great canoe, powered by the long, sweeping strokes of the natives, sped down the river. At the landing near Stacy's plantation, Jim and Lil say goodbye to the plucky young Helen and Red Stacy, determined to rebuild and start anew in the big plantation. A week later finds Jim and Lil safely and very comfortably settled in the luxurious British Colony Club. Jim, immaculately attired in the evening clothes of the tropics, awaits Lil's arrival for dinner.
I'm so sorry, Jim. Have I kept you waiting very long?
Just about 45 minutes, that's all.
You'll have to forgive me, Jim. But to plunge into a nice hot bath and just lie there perfectly relaxed is a luxury I can't rush. And that bedroom of mine, it's so... Well, I just hated to leave it.
Okay, Lil. Now, how about concentrating on one of my favorite luxuries? Good food.
Mine, too. Well, what are we waiting for? I'm ready.
Ah, Mr. Bradley, I believe. A table for two? I have an ideal place on the terrace, sir. This way, please.
Well, we're known here, all right, Lil. Someone must have pointed us out to the head waiter.
Probably our host, the Honorable Mr. Lowry. By the way, have you received any word from him yet?
Not yet. I expect he's giving us a chance to get settled.
Here we are, Mr. Bradley. Will this do?
Oh, it's perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The wine card, sir. I'll be back in a moment.
What a beautiful spot this is, and such a wonderful night. I wonder how it would feel to spend the rest of one's life living like this.
Knowing you as I do, Lil, you'd be tired of it in a month. You'd be crying for action, fresh air.
I know, but let me enjoy it while I can. I know it won't be long. Jim, There's a very handsome, distinguished-looking gentleman over there who's been giving us more than just a casual glance since we sat down. What's more, he's getting up and coming this way.
You're right, Lil. Probably our host.
Pardon my intruding. I believe I have the honor of addressing Jungle Jim Bradley. I am Anthony Lowry. I would like to discuss a matter of very great importance with you.
Who is the distinguished stranger who is playing host to Jim and Lil? What is the matter of great importance he wants to discuss with Jungle Jim? Do Jungle Jim and Lil stand on the threshold of a new and colorful adventure? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, Blondie, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google and the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.